The National Weather Service in Springfield has issued two advisories throughout southern Missouri and northern Arkansas running through Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. ECNN spoke with National Weather Service meteorologist Justin Pitus.
Saturday morning, we're looking at snow moving into the area. Some places, the farther west you go towards Oklahoma and Kansas, the more snow you're going to see. And the farther east you go around sunrise, we're going to be seeing less snow on the ground. But the storm's still moving in. We're looking at by this afternoon, evening, we are looking at northern Arkansas, south central Missouri, looking at between 2 and 5 inches of snow. We call this round one. And then we're expecting a little break, not may snow lightly in the late afternoon through the evening hours, but kind of a break where we're not getting as much snow. Then round two comes in late today into Monday morning. And with that, we're expecting another 4 to 7 inches. And there might be a little more variability. The farther south you go, you're going to see more sleet, and that's going to eat into the snowfall totals. And the farther north you go, north of Alton, West Plains, higher amounts up there. So there will be a north to south gradient in that snowfall amount. But we're expecting the most snow to fall in the second round overnight, late this evening into Monday morning.
Again, that was meteorologist Justin Pitus from the National Weather Service in Springfield. And two Ava residents were injured in a single vehicle crash Thursday evening on County Road 445, approximately 4.5 miles southwest of Good Hope. According to the report, a 55-year-old man was driving a 1995 Buick Century with a 44-year-old woman as passenger when the vehicle traveled off the right side of the roadway. The driver then overcorrected, causing the vehicle to cross the roadway, leaving the left side and striking a tree. Both occupants sustained moderate injuries and were transported to Cox South for treatment. And a Birch Tree man was taken into custody January 21st in connection with a felony failure to register charge. According to authorities, Jamie L. Tasker of Birch Tree, Missouri, was arrested for failure to register as a sex offender, a Class D felony. Deputies were assisted in the arrest by Mountain View Police Department. Tasker was taken into custody without incident. Bond has been set at $10,000 cash only. No further information has been released at this time. And fire crews responded to a structure fire Thursday evening after heavy smoke was reported coming from Westgate Trailer off Business 60. According to the fire department, crews were dispatched approximately at 6:30 p.m. after the first arriving unit confirmed heavy smoke throughout the building. Mutual aid was requested from the Mansfield Fire Department, Kabul Fire Department, and the Norwood Community Volunteer Fire Department as well. Firefighters were able to gain access to the structure where entry crews located and extinguished the fire. The Missouri State Fire Marshal's Office was notified and responded to the scene to begin an investigation into the cause of the fire. No injuries were reported during the operation. Crews cleared the scene and returned to their quarters shortly after 10 p.m. on Thursday. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And on Thursday, ECNN's Rick Harris spoke with incoming principal of the West Plains Elementary School, Miss Sarah Land. Miss Land currently serves as assistant principal under Miss Virginia Uphouse at West Plains Elementary. Rick and Miss Land covered multiple things, but one of the first things they spoke about was her new roles she will assume and how excited she is for the new school year.
As principal of West Plains Elementary, I am following in some fabulous footsteps of Mrs. Uphouse. I have been with the district for over 20 years, and so I have been able to see lots of different ideas and innovations that have been implemented, and I'm excited to use that knowledge in our building.
Then she spoke about her love and passion for the school district.
West Plains Elementary is my home. It is where I've been for the last 20 years. And I know that we have a highly talented group of teachers. I love to walk in the doors every morning and see those teachers love on our kids because we have the best kids in our area.
Again, that was Miss Sarah Land, who will serve as principal of the West Plains Elementary School for the 2026-27 school year.